Bally's Bronx casino proposal returns as NYC mayor vetoes rejection. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has vetoed the city council's recent decision to block a zoning change required for Bally's proposed casino in the Bronx, allowing the controversial project to move forward in its bid for a state-issued gaming license. The veto, issued on Wednesday, comes just 2 weeks after the council voted against the land use application, effectively halting the casino's progress at that time. The Bally's proposal is among 8 competing for one of 3 downstate casino licenses that the New York State Gaming Commission plans to award by the end of the year. The project would bring a casino to Bally's Golf Links at Ferry Point, located in the Frog's Neck neighborhood of the Bronx. The site is part of a broader strategy by Bally's to expand its footprint in key metropolitan areas through gaming and hospitality investments. Opposition to the Bronx casino has been led by Councilmember Christy Marmorato, who represents the district where the proposed project would be located. Citing community concerns, she successfully persuaded the city council to reject the zoning change based on the principle of member deference, a long-standing tradition where the full council defers to the local representative on land use decisions. Her efforts effectively stalled the Bally's proposal until the mayor intervened with his veto. Mayor Adams defended his decision by arguing that the Bronx should be afforded the same opportunity as other boroughs to compete for one of the limited gaming licenses. He stated that the city council's decision created an imbalance by denying the Bronx a chance to pursue economic development opportunities while allowing casino bids in Brooklyn, Manhattan, and Queens to proceed. He referenced public support from the Bronx borough president and other council members who represent working-class neighborhoods, saying the council's decision runs counter to those positions and undermines fairness in the process. Mayoral office may have ties to Bally's. Adams did not address concerns regarding political connections tied to the project. His campaign attorney, Vito Pitta, is reportedly registered as a lobbyist for the Bally's bid, and his campaign chairman, Frank Carone, has worked with the company's chairman. These affiliations have raised questions about potential conflicts of interest, though they were not mentioned in the mayor's statement regarding the veto. The mayor's action effectively reopens the door for Bally's to continue in the licensing competition. The next step for the Bronx project involves review by a local committee composed of elected officials, including the mayor. This body will conduct an up or down vote to determine whether the proposal should be advanced to the state level. If the committee approves the project, it will be submitted to the New York State Gaming Facility Location Board, which holds the authority to select the final license recipients. According to the mayor, blocking the zoning change would have eliminated the Bronx from consideration entirely, thereby preventing the borough from attracting jobs, investment, and potential revenue streams that a gaming facility might bring. His veto is positioned as a corrective measure to restore competitiveness among boroughs vying for one of the 3 coveted licenses.